Anyone here tired? I am so tired I can barely do up my Velcro shoes.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
As a kid, the most miserable day of my week was Sunday. For one thing, Sunday spelled church, which I didn't appreciate at the time. I used to climb a tall poplar tree about 9 o'clock each Sunday morning and hide behind the leaves, hoping my parents would forget they had a fifth child and would drive off, leaving me alone with the refrigerator. But you guessed it, my mother found me. "Adam," she said, "where art thou?" as if she didn't know. I loved Sunday dinner, the fatted meatloaf with assorted vegetation, the conversation, the laughter. For 1 hour, there was Sabbath joy. Then came Sunday afternoon, the longest 5 hours of my week. Jewish texts prohibit 39 specific acts during Sabbath. My parents' list was longer. We were not allowed to throw a baseball, toss a frisbee, read comic books, run in the yard, or chew tobacco. Acceptable activities included praying, napping, reading Danny Orless books, listening to Billy Graham, and singing hymns to elderly people at the Golden Hills Lodge. When you are a child, your world does not revolve around these activities. And so I found myself in that poplar tree often on Sunday afternoon. From there, I could envy the Silvers who lived on the other side of our garden. Mr. Silver and his son Mark spent the afternoon in their backyard throwing a football, chipping golf balls at each other. Sometimes they laughed loudly, and when the sun reached its apex, they even took off their shirts. I was sure they would suffer eternal torment for any one of these sins, and I watched expectantly, waiting for a bolt of lightning to flash from the sky. Sunday evenings were set aside for church, too, but I'm pretty sure the Silvers were so far gone that they watched Walt Disney instead. My parents wisely relaxed their rules over the years. Legalism is lethal. But when I was first married, I overreacted by avoiding church altogether in favor of becoming a card-carrying member of Workaholics Anonymous. At night, I lay awake fearful that there were people in other time zones up making money, getting ahead of me. But neglecting a day of rest once a week was largely responsible for a crippling burnout I experienced in my early 30s. I still battle the tendency to find my value in my work, to get antsy when I'm not accomplishing something, anything. I mean, how will the world go on without me? How will God get along without me? Surely he'll panic. Oh no, what will I do without Phil? Of course, we were made to work, to get off our sofas and accomplish things that are lasting. But nonstop hurry wears us down, sucks the joy from our lives. And so, I recommend that once a week, we sprinkle on a good old dash of nothing at all. We rest. It was God's idea from the start. Listen to his challenge from the book of Isaiah 58 in the Bible. If you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land. I'm preaching to myself here. I challenge you to take a day a week to hurry up and be still, to take time to pray, time to play, to have no agenda, to be unproductive, to walk, to look, to wonder and marvel at God's creation, not because we're forced to, but because we get to, because it's God-like to create, then rest, and rejoice, to be still and know that he is God, and to drift off to sleep. Just don't do what I did one afternoon in my childhood and fall asleep in a poplar tree.
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across the U.S. and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are, in living rooms, kitchens, even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're prayerfully looking to raise $125,000 by June 30th. Give today at laughagain.us or call 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.